Blog Talk Radio.
Your holy presence,
how I love to worship.
Thank you for tuning in to another broadcast of the Just Breathe program. This is Prophetess Teresa standing in for Evangelist Hannah. We're excited about the program tonight. Be blessed with the music, and we'll be right back. Well, praise the name of Jesus. We're here once again live. Prophetess Teresa Docks here with Kingdom Builders International. Well, in the absence of Evangelist Hannah, we'll be blessing you with the word tonight. Get your Bibles, get ready, get excited, for God is going to move in this hour. Lord, we thank you for this hour of power. And Father, we ask you right now that you would just send a fresh anointing. Anoint the ear gates of the listeners, Father. Allow them to see and hear and know what you would have them to do and say in this season of their lives. We cover the lines with the blood of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we have received from Jesus Christ the victory over everything in our lives. Father, we thank you for what you have done and what you're going to do. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, we pray and we say, amen, amen.
And forgetting about your soul is a dangerous commodity. Wake up, chapter 5. In the book of Acts, chapter 5, verse 1 through 3, in walks Ananias and Sapphira stepped in like fools, conjured up a lie, and said, "We gon' fool the man of God." Hey, don't you realize God knows your thought before you think it? You can come to the altar and say, "For God I'll live, and for God I'll die." You're not fooling God, for God knows the recesses of the heart. You can't fool God coming into a church, working on the deacon's board, singing in the choir, and being an usher, being faithful to saints' classes. No, God's not concerned about the rudimentary things. God know your heart. You can't fool God. You can't fool God and lie to him. Trying to negotiate with a preacher. I give big tithes and big offerings. God ain't hung up on your big tithes and your big offerings. What about your filthy heart? What about your nasty spirit? God's not hung up, but you a preacher, or you an evangelist, or you a world-round television artist, or you a singer, or you a good organist or drummer. No, no. When you come to God, you got to come hard first. God says, show me that heart. Let me see what's in your heart. The Bible said, out of the abundance of a heart, the mouth speaks. You can't fool God. Told the Bible, buried in a briefcase, beating the backside of a tambourine, crossover foot dancing. No, God wants to see your heart. Ananias, why would you lie to the Holy Ghost? Ananias, don't you know God is God, and he weighs the thoughts and the intents of a heart? Ananias, doesn't matter you're the president of an organization, what about your heart? God wants to know bitter and sweet can't come out of the same fountain. You've got to be what you are in God. You've got to be holy and righteous. Put your hands together and give God praise. You can have houses and lands and titles, but if you're not ready to meet God, you're living the life of a fool. You come to church, but you're still smoking. Come to church, but you're still drinking. Come to church, got your name on the roll, but you're fornicating with Sister So-and-so. Come to church, but you're preaching, but you're still sleeping with Deaconess So-and-so. The Bible said, come out from among them. Your soul is required. Ow! 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 Put your hands together and give God the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the praise. Yeah! Holiness. 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 From the pulpit to the door. If we gon' make it, we gon' walk right. If we gon' make it, we gon' talk right. If we gon' make it, we gon' live it like the Bible said. Hey! What kind of fool are you? Spending all your time in church, still going to hell. What kind of fool are you? Singing on the choir, but you're going to hell. What kind of fool are you? Preaching the gospel, but you still are. Help us, Jesus. Help us, Jesus. Help us, Jesus. Yeah. Put your hands together and give God praise. So see it. Yeah. 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 My sisters and brothers, we have to realize let us create them and let them have dominion. But now she has nothing. She's not even considered human. And Adam begot this and that. And no. She's not even named. The women children not even named. They lost their importance because Satan heard in 3:15 she's going to be his arch enemy. Well, we just going to fight. We just going to be some fighting people. She gonna fight me, I'm gonna fight her. I'm gonna wipe her out of genealogy. I'm gonna make sure I wipe her out of the law. I'm gonna wipe her out of every ordinance. And then they started creating laws where the women were no covering for them. They could kill them, Bishop, and there was no law to cover them. They could take them in the back and bury them and not even eulogize them, my brother, because there was no law to cover them. The Mohammedan law would not cover them. And when they looked at it, they said, oh my God, we have no covering but God. That's why you see a Hannah in the book travailing and crying and talking about, if God don't help me, nobody down here is going to help me. Sisters and brothers, what this devil did was made an intercessor out of every woman, because she didn't have a voice. Nobody would speak up for her. Nobody would protect her or defend her. She was not even seen. That's the reason why Moses has to go to God. Watch it now. He's got to go to God and sunk so fast, my brother. This devil from Genesis to Deuteronomy. You got Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Deuteronomy. Now you're closing the Torah. Now the Mishnah is the commentator to the Torah, explaining what God's supposed to have said under these books. Now watch it. By the time we get to the Deutros, to the explaining again of these young folks who God is, because they're getting ready to go into Canaan land. Watch it. The daughters, before they go in, say, wait now. Our father is dead, but we want our own inheritance. Give us what belongs to us. Hogla speaks out and says, we be the daughters of the Lophahad, and we want our own inheritance. We don't want to be sifted off to the side like we don't count because my daddy had no sons. Is that all that counts with God are sons? Is that all God's concerned about? Give me a son. No, baby. Moses said, I can't find anything in the law. I can't find it in the Torah and in the Mishnah and the Sephra in the Sephra. I cannot find it in the commentaries. I cannot find it among the scribes. What do I do? Moses turned and went to the tabernacle. When he got there, God met him at the door. And when he stretched out and said, what do I do? He said, the daughters of Zelophehad speak right. Give them what rightfully belongs to them. And he said, when you get back down there, write this thing down as a memorial. This ain't a joke. I said, sons and daughters shall prophesy. They shall dream dreams. They shall speak with new tongues. Shout hallelujah. Shout glory. Sister, woman to woman, this devil needs to erase you. He needs to erase you off the map. Moses had to go down and make a law. He said, let this be written down, and don't you forget it. Put beside it memorial. It shall be a memorial. They shall inherit. They are also inheritors of the promises and of the things of God. Sisters and brothers, so when we come to our particular time and age, we run past the Romans, Alexander the Great, and we still see the mistreatment and the handling of women as chattel. Because Satan is fighting a war against women to make sure they become the very off-scourgings of the earth. We see queens sitting here and there, ruling and reigning, but we see in Israel, watch, their women are deduced down to almost nothing. We see worldly women on the scene, the Romans, the Phoenician women rising up to power. Look how intimidating that devil is. Well, she's ruling and she's got property. Why can't I? They refuse to educate their girls. They left them in the back. That's the reason why they never understood the Torah, because they even had their scholars say, if you teach a woman the word or the Torah, if you teach them out of the book, you will be like lectures. It would be like teaching a dog. What? The word of God? To waste your time teaching a woman about God is like wasting your time to teach your dog about God. The scourging and the evilness that came down through history is because Satan needs to blind the woman. He needs her to run in the wilderness to find defense, because he's coming after her seed. He rose up, tried to swallow them up in Egypt, but God made a way for their escape. He rose up again, and you see him, Herod the Great, searching out to kill those from the cradle to the age of two. He's coming against her seed, because kings and queens and masters and rulers have now been assigned to her womb. Watch it now. Adam, he said, her seed, her seed, her seed, her seed. It's her seed, it's her seed. Well, it's her seed, her seed. Her seed will be your enemy. Her seed, her seed, her seed. Her seed, Satan, will bruise your head and make you swim and sway, make you lose orientation. That's why women, when they travail, Zion burst. Pain don't shake her. Pain shakes most people. But what it does to a believer is it runs them right to Jesus. Because if you mess with me, I'm going to run where I can get some help. You don't have to stand with me. Just let me get 10 minutes before him. Let me cry out, and before you know it, angels in the heaven will be out to assist me. God will send the help, and then that right there in my sick trouble, he knows where I'm at. In my seventh trouble, he will surely surely deliver me. Then you get them rising up like Deborah, rearing back. I don't need a courtroom. I'll judge between the trees. You don't have to make no seat for me. Then you got them raising up as deliverers, because God is not at all prejudiced. He'll take a little girl and fool nations. Took a little girl by the name of Hadesha and made her to save a nation. Sitting on a worldly throne ruling and coming across the court saying, if I perish, I perish, but I'm going to see the king. Shout hallelujah. Shout glory.
Jesus, Jesus. It is so important that we know who we are. We don't need to be validated by others. We need to be validated by Jesus. When you can hear the voice of the Lord telling you who you are in him, what purpose, what assignment he has for you, that's all you need. To hear his voice. And then, when you know what you are ordained to do, you don't ask. You just inform. Let them know who you are in Christ Jesus. Praise ye the Lord. It's all about
said, this is the year and the time of the beloved of God, but there have been some who have crept in by the side door. I didn't call them there. I didn't send them there. They came because they were ordained from the pits of hell to get on the inside and cause implosion. Sisters and brothers, it is not that we fear what comes to us visibly. It's that secret, hidden thing that we don't know that has crept in. See, if we knew he was coming, we would have watched for him. If we knew what he looked like, we would have pointed him out. If we knew what she was wearing, we would have told you the color. But these men have been ordained of old, ordained to this damnable, erroneous heresy. What they do is their job is to subvert the tentacles of the faith. The tentacles of the faith are very important. Faith is one thing that we believe so that we can receive. It is not for we to receive a car or houses or land or those are things. The Bible says if you would just first seek ye the kingdom of the Lord, all these things would be added. But most of the times we seek the things and not the God of the things. So we have a subverting of what the faith is. There is faith and then the faith. The faith is the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Come on, y'all got to go with me quick. I know the Lord said some things, but he got to show me how to preach fast. Now listen here. I want you to understand something. They have crept in, the Holy Spirit said. God woke me up heavy, weeping and crying. How many of you have ever heard God cry? It's not a pretty sound. It's a weeping that gets in your spirit and you ain't sad. It's a cry. You're not depressed. You're happy. But God gets in your spirit and begins to weep. He says they have crept in. They crept in. They crept in unaware. Now the thing of their facade is they look like us. They dress like us. They preach like us. But they are not of us. They won't continue with us. But they won't continue with us after they have damnably brought in erroneousness of the tentacles of the faith. Their job from hell is to subvert the faith, to cause you to believe a lie, to walk away from the truth and the gospel of this scripture, to turn your back on the principles of this faith, and cause you to believe something else that's not even written there. Not a great big mistake, Majesty, in the prelays of heaven. I declare unto you, it's a subtle evil. It's a creeping. It's a moving with slickness. It's a getting up under you. It is a convincing of you that they are holy, but they are not holy. They have been assigned from hell to subvert this thing. When you look up, it will already have been done. But I've been sent here to say the devil is a lie. It won't happen. Hallelujah. To make sure that they wear their disguise well. Their hearts are really not with you, brother. They're not with you. They can't be with you. Their father is from somewhere else. Now, those that are born of God and have the seed of God in them, they don't sin. Because the seed of God is in them and God has no sin in him. If you say God has darkness, you are none of his. Because there is no darkness in him. Now, sisters and brothers, what they do is make an excuse in grace. Well, I'm just human. Well, God knows my heart. Well, he knows I'm just an ordinary man, damnable evil. The Bible says, sin not. Be ye holy as God is holy. Then, brothers, you can't change that. That's the subverting of the faith. This faith believes in Jesus as Lord. This faith believes that he died and he rose again. This Bible declares that he alone is a healer. This Bible declares that sickness is of the devil, out of the pits, out of the belly of hell. This Bible declares you're about sin, you will not see him. You can't go to heaven with your sin on. You got to pull it all off, baby. Pull it all off. Because his holiness without which no man, woman, boy, or girl shall see the Lord. Shout hallelujah. Shout glory. Sisters and brothers.
Whew. What has happened is the enemy has creeped in, and the call of God have backed up. Fear has settled in to people of God. He want to put you in place because of your love for him, because of your love walk toward humanity. God wants to change his government around. A change is coming. I'm putting on Bishop Patterson talking about, hold on, a change is coming.
Right. I want you to notice this particular sentence. Tomorrow, by that time the sun be hot, ye shall have help. Won't you turn to somebody and tell them, hold on.
Hold on.
Help is on the way. I believe that this word from the Lord will bless all of us who are engaged in any portion of the church in a leadership position. From the very top levels of the church,
yes,
all the way down to the Sunday school leader, Bible band president. There are times when all of us who are in positions of leadership feel that we are called Joshua off of the scene. Then we enter into the book of Judges, where God raises up a series of judges that the inhabitants of the land, the Canaanites and the Perizzites and the Jebusites and the Hittites and the Philistines, would be defeated by these various judges.
Yes, sir.
But they were still a theocracy. But the day came when they looked around and saw the nations round about, and they decided, we want to be like the other nations. God gave Israel to us as an example. For if we understand what happened in Old Testament Israel, we always know where we are in the New Testament church. They got in trouble because they wanted to be like everybody else. And God said to Samuel, they haven't rejected you, Samuel. They have rejected me, that I will no longer be ruler over them. Understand that God had mandated in the law that three times a year, all of the men of Israel would come together at the place that God had chosen. That place started off being Shiloh, but it ended up being Jerusalem. Jerusalem wasn't the first place God chose. He first chose Shiloh. And you read in the beginning of the book of Samuel that they came to Shiloh annually. It was in Shiloh where Hannah prayed that God would give her a son. But understand that after the sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, allowed the Ark of the Covenant to be stolen on the battleground outside of Shiloh, they didn't come to Shiloh anymore. Later on, God raised up Jerusalem. The only reason they went to Shiloh was because that's elsewhere the glory of God dwells. And we've got to understand that the only reason we keep folk coming to the church of God in Christ, we've got to make sure this is where the glory of God dwells. Because when you lose the glory of God, there's no reason for anybody to assemble any longer. So, hallelujah. I don't want to get off here. Everybody is in tears, and Saul says, what's everybody crying about? And they told him what had happened, that the men of Jabesh Gilead came and said that Nahash the Ammonite, saying the only thing that will stop him from attacking them is if they'll line up and let him thrust out their eyes. The Bible says here, and we just read it, that the Holy Ghost fell on Saul and he got angry. Now we usually think when the Holy Ghost come on us, we get happy. But every once in a while, the Holy Ghost ought to come on us and make us angry. There's some things that we ought to get angry about. We ought to get angry about our young people that we raise up in the church, falling into the hand of the pusher, falling into the hands of the pimp. We ought to get angry when we see how those who have been taught the way of God go off somewhere to a secular school and come back telling you that you don't have to believe in this Jesus. It doesn't matter what you believe. Some of the things that are going on, instead of shouting, we ought to get angry. We ought to tell the devil, I'm drawing the line. You might have taken my spouse, but you're not going to take my children. Sometimes we ought to let the Holy Ghost fall on us and absolutely get angry. Does the devil ever do anything to you to make you angry? About your eyes being put out. Hold on. Help is on the way. 330,000 soldiers are on their way to defend your cause. And all I want you to do is just get ready, because by tomorrow, by the time the sun gets hot, in other words, by noon tomorrow, you shall have help. But I want you to know that it didn't take until noon for the 330,000 soldiers came in early in the morning, and they started smiting Nahash and the Ammonites. And by the time that the sun got hot, the battle was already over. I'm here to tell you, don't give up. I know you want to resign, but don't give up. I know you want to quit sometime, but don't give up. I know you've been going through a long night of weeping, but don't give up. Weeping may endure for a night, but hold on till morning. Joy is coming in the morning. Feel my work is in vain, but the Holy Spirit come and revive my soul again. Hey, if you can hold on, come on and tell three people, hold on. Help is on the way. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Help is on the way. Don't give up. Don't quit. Whatever God told you to do, do it. It's time to do it. It's time to move forth in the things of God. When the man of God talked about there's a time when you should get angry about unrighteousness, when you see our children, our young people, pants sagging, there's a time to get angry. And it is the season. The time has come that we need to consider what God put us here to do. And we need to think about it carefully and to realize that we can know God better by being in his presence, hearing what he would have us to do. The word of God says in 2 Corinthians 5:20, therefore we are ambassadors for Christ. Ambassadors. As though Christ was pleading through us. The word says we employ you on Christ's behalf. Be reconciled to God. And when you think about it, in fact, our citizenship is now in heaven. We have citizenship in heaven. Bless God. Bless God. I want you to meditate on the presence of God so we won't be tossed this way and that way. We're doing this and we're doing that. And we're so busy. But God is missing out. We're not doing what God wants us to do. Our spirits are getting fed Sunday after Sunday, Wednesday after Wednesday, Tuesday after Tuesday. God wants more. Once you have been fed, it's time to go feed someone else. The word of God talks about in Philippians 3:20. Our citizenship is now in heaven. We're in the world, but not of the world. And we are now born from above. Born from God. But God has us here as his representatives, his ambassadors, ambassadors. And we're not doing our own business, but the business of heaven. As ambassadors for Christ, we should be speaking for God, not for ourselves. We should be speaking accurately in Christ's name. Luke 24:47 and Colossians 3:17, 1 Peter 4:11, Isaiah 59:21. Our mission is to work with God to bring rebels to the place where they will obey the gospel. all men are rebels by nature and need a radical change. If they're not going to have Jesus, they're not going to have eternal life, an eternal future with God. The old must go, and the new must come. 2 Corinthians 5 and 17, and I hope you're able to take note of these scriptures. There's so much that's inside of you that you can give and pour. And I encourage you tonight, don't be tossed this way and that way. Be about our Father's business. Everyone needs salvation. And God wants us, as many of us as possible, to receive salvation. And He left us here to help others to receive this salvation and to stay true to Christ. Not as a part-time lover, but a marriage. A marriage. A marriage to the King. A marriage. And I want to encourage everyone on this line tonight. If you don't know what your assignment is or what you should be doing, I want to encourage you tonight to know that you need to be doing something for Christ. To tell someone to receive salvation from the Lord, all they need is to do is repent. Because God will forgive us. Luke 13 and 3. And believe the gospel. John 3:16. It's necessary to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. Just know, too much is given, much is required. It's time to put on your marching shoes. And it's time to march forward. When I play the different preachers and the different ministers, the different evangelists, the prophets, the apostles, the pastors, the fivefold who God put on the earth to perfect the saints, to bring the saints into the unity of the faith, so that you can get that word inside of you and begin to run with the vision of the King. Begin to weep and moan and travail for these young people that's out there, no direction, going straight to hell. And as we sit and we watch them go, we watch them die. We bury them. But there's a charge upon each and every one of us to bring some souls to the kingdom, so that our daddy can look at us and say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Well done. Stop being distracted with the enemy. start employing yourself with kingdom business. Kingdom business. Kingdom business. As you go about your day, ask somebody, do you know that Jesus died? Tell somebody that he died and he rose again. Share, serve, give, love, embrace, forgive, and march up the King's highway hand in hand with someone. And if you don't know Jesus and the pardon of your sin, you can repeat after me. Father, forgive me. I need you. I want you. I want more of you, Lord. I need more of you, Lord. I believe Jesus died, and I believe he rose again. And I want to be in your kingdom. I want to be with you. I want to be a citizen of heaven. And I believe Jesus is coming back again. And if you recited those words, it's just that simple. You're now part of the kingdom. Go to our website and check us out. Send us an email. Let us know that you accepted Christ. We'll be glad to pray with you, to share, to even send you out a Bible if you don't have one. The website is www.kingdomdaughters.org. We would even search and research your area, and we will give you names of leaderships, churches that will be a blessing to you. We welcome you into the kingdom of God. The angels are truly rejoicing. And so are we. You can also go to our website and just browse through. We're doing some construction on it, but we encourage you, if you want to sow into the kingdom of God, you can click on the donation tab and sow into what we're doing. For truly, souls are being won. For truly, lives are being changed. So we encourage everyone via internet, all our internet listeners, everyone on the chat line, we encourage you, stay in faith. Shake off anything that's wearing you down. And keep moving, keep marching, keep going. You could do it, keep going. Because greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. And we're about to end the broadcast, but I truly thank everyone for tuning in tonight and being a citizen of the Most High God, a citizen of the kingdom of God, a citizen of heaven. Know your responsibilities. Know what you need to be doing. As a citizen of God, a citizen of the kingdom, stop being tossed this way and that way. Make your election sure and begin to march. Begin to win souls. Begin to hear the assignments. Begin to move forward with power, authority, and might. And the anointing of God. Forget about your past. Just see your future. Just see your future. Embrace it. Embrace it. And run. Well, they say run with the big dogs, but I say run with the King. Run. Run the good fight of faith. Run. And in this holiday season, Show some love to someone. Pick up a senior. Share with them. Go to a shelter. Pray with them. Do something different to show the love of God through you, through your citizenship. And I'm going to pray over everyone on the line, and we're about to end the broadcast. But again, I thank you for tuning in. And I thank you for your faithfulness to God. And I encourage you to shake off anything that's on you that's not like God. Well, Father, we thank you for this hour of power. Father, we thank you for who you are. Father, we love you. And we ask you, Lord God, that you would forgive us for anything that we may have done or said, Lord God, that was not pleasing to you. Give us an opportunity to hear you clearly and to run with your vision, Lord God. Heavenly Father, we ask that you place a hedge of protection around every listener on this line and hide them, Lord God, from the enemy, any familiar spirits, any and all demons, and make it difficult, even make it impossible for the demons to even find us, Lord God. Perfect us in the kingdom. Make us holy like you are. You said ask. You said seek, and you said knock. And we're asking, seeking, and knocking in the name of Jesus. We seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus that will never, ever lose its power. The blood of Jesus that will never, ever lose its power. Pray in your heavenly language. When you talk to the king, Job 8, turn to it. Use your heavenly language. It's okay. It's your prayer language. It builds you up. Ha, shatarabo. Use it to be built up. Use it. Forget about what you've been told, the tradition of man. Go with the principles of the kingdom. We're going to release you. And we thank you for tuning in. We thank you for being part of the heavenly kingdom. And as we release you, until we meet again, God bless you. May God keep you. And we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And have a wonderful, wonderful night. God bless.